Hello, this is Kim Huat, Singapore number one news fan. It is 27th of March 2019.
Today, on the news.
Kim Huat's friend Mark recently had his credit card used illegally. The thief used his card to buy $600 worth of Crocs. Somebody call the police. The fashion police.
In international news.
The European Union has plans to ban palm oil as biofuel by 2020, citing environmental concerns with the aim to stop the deforestation of forests in mainly Indonesia and Malaysia. Wah, the EU play palms, yeah? In retaliation, Malaysia and Indonesia are threatening sanctions against EU goods in response. Malaysia has threatened to buy planes from China if the EU bans their palm oil.
If we have to buy fighter jets, we will have to buy from China. I think they do not lack in technology, said Malaysia PM Mahathir Mohamad.
Then like that, won't you be proud owners of Russian, British, American and now Chinese aircraft? Very multinational air force lah, but oh, like that how to find spare parts? Very rojak leh, like that. Maybe Dr. M can launch their national aeroplane project also lah. They got flying car now what? Other country got F-15, they can have Proton F off. The Philippines has also called for a temporary ban on palm oil imports from Indonesia and Malaysia, saying that the two major palm oil producers were dumping and causing low prices. Wah, so it's not only just the EU who buay song Malaysia and Indonesia. Even the brother country in ASEAN also now want to ban the Malaysian palm oil. Maybe need to plant other things lah. Not just palm oil lah. Huh? Kim Huat suggests durians. Plant more durian trees. We help you to eat. EU won't kacau you about durian plantations one because the Amos don't know how to eat durian. Or here's a radical idea. You make palm oil in a sustainable way lah, and don't destroy large areas of forest. Then maybe the Europeans will buy from you again. And then we in Singapore will not get so much haze from the slash and burn also. That'll be nice. You know, clean air.
In international news.
A British Airways plane that was headed for Dusseldorf in Germany landed in Edinburgh by mistake due to wrong flight plans. Hey, don't bluff lah. The pilot want to get some nice German beer, right? I know many British people want to Brexit lah, but now the British plane also don't want to go European country.
In international news.
Malaysian Malay neo-Nazi punk bands have denied that they are racist and their music is xenophobic. A Malay punk band member who called himself Aussie Gundam said that the Malay neo-Nazis are just out to have fun and their Malay power slogan is just a gimmick. Want to have fun also don't choose to be a Nazi lah. I mean a real Nazi is white power fascist eh. If a Malaysian Malay neo-Nazi go and try to join a real Nazi gang sure kena hamtam one eh. So what do you call a Malaysian neo-Nazi anyway? Neo-Mazi ah. And what does a Malaysian neo-Nazi like to eat? Nazi lemak ah. I know, you did Nazi that coming.
In international news.
Six Malaysian states, Johor, Negeri Sembilan, Perak, Kedah, Pahang and Kelantan will be experiencing water shortage due to extreme hot weather, said their water, land and natural resources minister. Oh, I tell you, Singapore stands ready to help Johor by providing treated water to our neighbours. Neighbours is neighbours, huh? We always help each other one, right? And actually, Singaporeans should try to save water too. Water is precious, leh. Turn off the water when you soap yourself. Or even better, save more water. Bathe with a friend.
In international news.
Mr. Crispin Blunt, a pro-Brexit UK MP who supports leaving the European Union even without an agreement, said UK PM Theresa May, quote, has just put the final torpedo into her own deal and any real prospect of Brexit. And that her statement will represent the most shameful surrender by a British leader since Singapore in 1942, unquote. Why
any howly bring Singapore into your sordid political affairs? You want to Brexit, you Brexit lah. Why mention us in the same breath? What kind of colonialist bullshit analogy is that, huh? Crispin Brunt, you living in the past, is it? You still long for the days of the empire when the white British man ruled the colonies here? Peace off lah. This has been Kim Huat Reads the News. God save the Queen. Good night.